The Federal Trade Commission, Commissioners Alvaro Bedoya and Rebecca Kelly Slaughter say they've been dismissed illegally and plan to sue. A jury finds the environmental advocacy group Greenpeace liable for defamation and other claims in connection with Dakota Access Pipeline protests. CBS's David Schechter.
The environmental group Greenpeace has been found liable for $660 million. It stems from a lawsuit by a pipeline company that drew protests in 2016 for building a project adjacent to the Standing Rock Indian Reservation in North Dakota. Energy Transfer accused Greenpeace of carrying out a scheme to stop the construction. Greenpeace maintained that it only played a small role in the protests and had nothing to do with construction delays that Energy Transfer says damaged the company. Greenpeace has said the verdict could put the nonprofit out of business. David Schechter, CBS News, Dallas.
A Defense Department webpage on Jackie Robinson's military service suddenly disappeared. CBS's Eleanor Watson with an update.
After facing backlash, the Defense Department has restored pages on Jackie Robinson and his time in the military that had been removed in a DEI purge. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the Pentagon last month to take down content that featured DEI, a directive that has resulted in stories about minority service members disappearing. A defense official told CBS that an algorithm was used to flag content and that, quote, unfortunately, significant figures have been removed.
U.S. stock indexes rose. The Dow jumped 383 points today after today's announcement from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on the Reserve's key interest rate.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. We also made the technical decision to slow the pace of decline in the size of our balance sheet.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke by phone to try to reach a deal to stop Russia's war in Ukraine, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
The two leaders also agreed on a partial ceasefire against energy. Technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for an easy way to get a daily detox? Pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutrition expert Sherry Torkos explains why Active Liver is the perfect solution.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to get an easy daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
An unlikely prize for a homely sea creature, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
A decade after it was named world's ugliest animal, the blobfish is sitting pretty. The boneless marine creature looks like a messy lump of jelly. When it's above the surface of the water and decompresses, it's fair game for memes with two baggy eyes, a droopy overhang for a nose, and a purpley-red clown mouth. But the look apparently has its appeal. The blobfish has just won the Fish of the Year title in a contest by New Zealand's Mountains to Sea Conservation Trust. Second place went to the orange ruffy. Both are considered vulnerable species because of deep sea trawling. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Cincinnati's Joe Burrow, Atlanta's Kirk Cousins, and Detroit's Jared Goff will be featured on the second season of Netflix's Quarterback series. The streamer says the series will debut in July. Quarterback debuted in 2023 and was one of Netflix's top streamed series. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Wind advisory tonight for gusts above 40 miles an hour. Some rain and snow mix this evening, all snow overnight. Accumulations up to an inch, a low in the upper 20s. Any flurries end tomorrow morning, the wind dies down and it clears out. High upper 30s. Currently it's 37.
show. So come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the Thank you. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It in Union Grove, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh beverages. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community carefully curated to fuel your day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
We've done. WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Skin, I feel a shiver run up my
RJN.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
For 70 years, we've been known as the Humane Society of the United States. But as the challenges animals face have grown, so have we. We are now called Humane World for Animals. And with you on our side, we are going to end animal cruelty around the globe. Join us. Humane World for Animals. The end of animal cruelty.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population sign symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da 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 da.
settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
People, don't you understand? The child needs a hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns.
his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At an event tomorrow, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order to begin dismantling the Department of Education. CBS's Gabrielle Ake has more.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Harrison Fields says the move will empower parents, states, and communities to take control to improve outcomes for all students. The White House also told CBS the EO will ensure uninterrupted delivery of services, programs, and benefits, and department responsibilities such as Title I, student loans, and students with disabilities, also known as IEDA, will not be impacted. Gabrielle Ake, CBS News, the White House.
Blizzard conditions hit portions of the Great Plains and Midwest. Truck driver Tim Nicola delivers furniture in Gretna, Nebraska, or tried to today.
Pretty scary. I've been driving 23, 24 years, and that's the first I ever thought I was going to have to actually roll over.
A band from southwestern Kansas up to central Wisconsin is expecting to see as little as 2 inches of snow or as much as a foot. The potential for wildfires is strong from Texas up to central Missouri. And portions of Illinois and Indiana have already had